This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. NPR has a new president, and he's visiting us here today. Jarl Mohn, welcome to Michigan Radio. Thanks for coming by.
Great to be here.
So I have to ask you this. You managed MTV, VH1, you chaired CNET, you created E!, as well as worked with several other media outlets. How in the world did you end up on your resume with the letters NPR?
Well, in the last 12 years in L.A., when I was doing venture capital investing, I got involved in a number of not-for-profit organizations, one of which was Southern California Public Radio, KPCC, and kind of rekindled my love for radio. But the first 19 years of my career were in radio, commercial radio. But I've really enjoyed public radio immensely. So the opportunity came up. I didn't really want to go back to work in a traditional sense. This is the only thing on the planet that I would have gone back to work for.
You know, you mentioned your commercial radio experience. You've been a disc jockey, a programmer, a general manager. You've owned commercial radio stations. I worked in commercial radio station at a time. You did better than I, apparently. So what can public radio learn from the commercial radio world? I mean, they do know how to make money.
Yes. And I think that's probably been the one area that public radio has not excelled in. Public radio has done a great job in building an audience. And not just building an audience, but building a really loyal audience of people that matter, people that are very engaged, people that are very connected with their communities. Public radio, NPR, has not done a good job turning that into a really solid business model. And I think that's what I hope to bring to the company.
Well, you have a lot of passionate people who have mission in mind, but mission and money don't always go together that well.
Well, I heard the phrase on my little tour across America this week, which I thought was great: no money, no mission.
Right. You are the fifth NPR president in 8 years. So what do you think NPR staff and the stations around the nation want or need from you?
Well, the first is they want stability. Mm. And I've committed to a five-year, 10-year minimum. And I'll stay longer if everybody makes it fun for me. That's one. I do think people now are very focused on and aware of the importance that we have a good business. I think most people know we've delivered on content and have a very loyal audience and a really valuable audience. We've not – the organization has not been particularly run well for a long period of time. Some of my predecessors have actually started to move the organization in the right direction and did some really great and made some very good moves, but weren't there long enough to see them through. So I think the organization will be a beneficiary, as I will, of some of the things that have – started to be put in place over the last 2 years. We want to make sure the people that are doing the work now continue to do it and are able to do it at a better and higher level because they've got the tools that they need. It doesn't mean anything else. The content's been miraculous. It's been wonderful. It's been magical. It's just not – it's not – the business side of the business hasn't been run particularly well.
All right. Here's the tough question that the executive producer has told me I must ask you.
Uh-oh.
What's your favorite NPR show?
I don't answer that one.
Dodging.
No, I am totally.
Looking at her. She's yelling and jumping up and down in there. She's really upset.
I am. I do have a favorite one, but I'm not going to say.
That might be smart in the long run. Jarl Mohn is the new NPR president. Thanks for stopping by and talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.